This one was right up my alley during the week. Start with Melbourne. They clearly weren't paying attention during last year's AFL trade period, and it could be doomed to repeat the same mistakes that have derailed a major rival. Across the street from Melbourne's traditional base at the MCG, the Collingwood Football Club was combining a fire sale and a salary dump to ease the torment from a major list management crisis. Collingwood proved how loyalty can be a one-way street. We all know the story. Stevenson to North Melbourne, Treloar to the Dogs, Tom Phillips to Hawthorn, with the club paying a massive portion of Stevenson and Treloar's wage for a long time. It was a complete disaster, and now, just yesterday, their list boss, Ned Guy, is gone, and Nathan Buckley could be next. The triggers to this disastrous management of the club's salary cap include Collingwood overpaying some of its mainstay players, most notably ruckman Brody Grundy. In the lead-up to that famous trade period last year, Grundy signed the seven-year deal worth $7 million that commits him to the Pies until he's 33, and his form has significantly fluctuated and generally declined since he closed the deal that heavily demanded a seven-year term. Melbourne has just made a similar mistake and might just face the same serious consequences. This week, Christian Petrarca has extended his contract with a seven-year deal, also said to be worth $7 million, and he'll also be 33 when the contract is cleared away. He already was contracted until the end of next season, when he would have qualified for free agency, and there was absolutely no need for Melbourne to rush into a new commitment. They had at least 12 months up their sleeves. Petrarca's deal is similar to Richmond's contract with Brownlow medalist Dustin Martin, the one he signed in 2017. The difference, however, is that Martin has the game's highest profile. He's the AFL's best player. He has three AFL Premiership medals, three Norm Smith medals, as best of field in the grand final to prove it. And despite his unbelievable form and his significant improvement in the last 18 months, Petrarca's only notable achievements is the lone All-Australian Guernsey and club best and fairest that he earned last season. He's played in only three finals, which makes it impossible to judge how he thrives in big games. The concerning thing is for Melbourne, they're all in on this group. They've already agreed to long-term deals for Clayton Oliver, Jack Viney through until 2025, Max Gawn the same, and Christian Salem till 2026. How are they going to get deals for second-year sensations Kasiah Pickett, Luke Jackson, and to a lesser extent Bailey Fritch, who will all command contracts worth way more than $600,000 each a season when they seek to renew their contracts? Melbourne, they're all in, like Collingwood were. The difference being that Collingwood were a kick away from a premiership. Long-term deals almost never work in favour of the clubs. Let's go through a few. Jeremy McGovern, Giants trio Cornelio Whitfield and Kelly, Jared Pollock at North, Adelaide's Rory Sloane and Wayne Miller, Dan Hannanbury and Bradley Hill at the Saints, Jason Johansson at the Dogs, Dylan Scheel are all players that have suffered with poor form or injury since signing those long-term commitments. Something happens subconsciously to a player when he knows, regardless of how he performs, that he will be financially secure. Collingwood sits in 17th. Its players look psychologically wrecked. It's impossible to say how much of this is a result of the tumultuous trade period last season, but it's definitely a factor and a distraction. Such a self-made mess that may cost Nathan Buckley his job. Now, we watch if the salary cap squeeze tightens around Melbourne and its coach Simon Goodwin. Like Collingwood, the consequences could crush the game's oldest club just when there is... Do you agree? Do you disagree? Is this one that will come back to haunt the Melbourne Football Club like it did with the Collingwood Football Club? Joining the conversation with me this morning.